man.
Does she give you shit from time to time over the time that you shot her?
Yeah.
Say again?
Does she give you shit ever because you once shot her?
No.
She never brings it up?
No.
Like, what about when you, like, you get home from work and she's like, can you mow the lawns? You're like, I don't really feel like it. She's like, what about that one time where you shot me?
We've been in absolute fisticuffs before, and she's never brought it up. And she has the best humor.
Wait, after you shot her, you've been in fisticuffs recently? Like, after you shot her, what are you so angry about?
Hasn't she had enough?
Yeah.
Well, we've had our fair share of, you know, bullshit through the years. After 18 years, you all go through some stuff.
Wait, you're saying you shot her and now you still have, like, huge fights with her?
Not now, but I did probably for 3 years after that.
Right. Why? Was she not being that nice to you for a couple of years?
Well, no, we were living in Ohio. They had rolling blackouts and we were broke as shit.
Right, that makes you angry.
Ohio could do that to anybody.
Especially after you just got shot by your boyfriend. Thanks for calling in, sir. That is so terrifying. I mean, he obviously really accidentally did do that.
I mean, accidental shootings do happen.
Right.
It's crazy that every step of the way, it seems like his wife was more calm, cool, and collected about it than he was. She calmed him down to call 911.
I know.
She immediately reached for a towel for her wound.
She saved her own life. He really tried to kill her.
Russ on Twitter says he shit in his ex's sunroof.
Well, in the hole?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What did he do to you? I mean, what level did he do to you for you to do that?
Well, this is Russ who did it, so I'm guessing it's a woman's car. His ex is a woman.
Oh, come on. So she fucked some other guy. You can't shit in a girl's car.
At one point in time, you were crouched on the roof of a car shitting. That you can't be the winner after that.
Yeah, and she knows. You didn't sling it in there. You fucking, like, reverse spider stood over it, like, dropped it in there.
You had to shimmy back off the car, still needing to wipe your ass.
You can't do that to ladies, and you can't do that anyway.
You can't do that to yourself.
But the lady one is the worst part. How could you poo in a lady's car? How can a lady get human poo out of a car? No lady deserves to get human poo out of a car, Michael.
He used the air freshener to wipe.
What do you mean?
Like one of those pine cone, like pine tree air fresheners. He must have just reached in and grabbed. It must have been hanging from her rear view.
Oh, no. Wait, he said that he did do that?
Yeah.
He used the thing to wipe his butt?
Yes. And it says used pine tree air freshener and her stocking cap to wipe. What's a stocking cap?
I don't know, but it's something that you would wear. Oh, my God. And you poo, you wipe poo on it.
What is a stocking cap? I mean, does she rob convenience stores?
Yeah, well, that's hot.
We can't hear you, Will. You just keep touching your head. What's that? So she was like in a grunge band? Okay. His girlfriend is Stone Gossard.